Good morning, and welcome to Simply AI. It's Friday, April 26th. On today's show, we'll be discussing a study on enhancing AI models' scalability and performance, as well as how artificial intelligence is helping scientists engineer plants to fight climate change. Plus, Alphabet hails a once-in-a-generation AI opportunity as revenue rises. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with an interesting development in the world of large AI models. Large capacity models like large language models and large multimodal models have shown impressive performance across many domains, but scaling them up by increasing parameters reduces inference speed and limits their practicality. Sparse mixtures of experts, or SEMOE, offer a promising alternative to enable model scalability while controlling computational costs. However, SMOE faces challenges with low expert activation and limited analytical capabilities. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent. What are the key innovations of the new multi-head mixture of experts approach that the researchers propose?
The multi-head mixture of experts, or MHMOE, architecture addresses the issues of low expert activation and token ambiguity in a clever way. It uses a multi-head mechanism to split each input token into multiple sub-tokens and distributes them across different experts. This allows MHMOE to activate four experts for a single input token, enabling the model to focus on various representation spaces within the experts. The result is a denser expert activation without increasing computational or parameter complexity compared to standard SMOE. The architecture employs parallel layers, each containing a set of experts. A multi-head layer projects the inputs, followed by token splitting and gating functions that route the subtokens to the appropriate experts. The top K routing mechanism activates the experts with the highest scores. The subtokens are processed by these activated experts, then rearranged and merged to maintain consistency between the input and output shapes. This token splitting merging operation increases the data volume routed to specific experts, resulting in that denser expert activation and improved understanding.
How does MHMOE perform in practice compared to other approaches across different tasks and benchmarks?
The researchers conducted extensive experiments to validate MHMOE's effectiveness. They examined the validation perplexity curves for pre-trained models and pre-training tasks under different expert settings. Consistently, MHMOE maintained lower perplexity than the baselines, indicating more effective learning. Increasing the number of experts also correlated with decreased perplexity for MHMOE, suggesting enhanced representation learning capabilities. In downstream evaluation across various tasks, MHMOE continued to shine. For English-focused language modeling, it achieved the best performance on multiple benchmarks. It also outperformed alternatives in multilingual language modeling, showcasing its superiority in modeling cross-lingual natural language. Even in multimodal tasks like visual question answering, reasoning, and image captioning, MHMOE consistently beat dense and XMOE baselines, highlighting its ability to capture diverse semantics and details within visual data.
It sounds like MHMOE offers some compelling advantages and a straightforward way to improve the capabilities of large-scale AI models. What are the key takeaways and potential future implications of this work?
MHMOE demonstrates how achieving denser expert activation without additional cost can enhance the fine-grained understanding abilities of large AI models. The multi-head mechanism and token splitting merging operations are relatively simple to implement, but highly effective. Importantly, MHMOE's simplicity means it can be easily integrated with other sparse mixtures of experts' frameworks to boost performance. This plug-and-play nature makes it an appealing choice for researchers and practitioners looking to scale up their models efficiently. As the extensive empirical results show, MHMOE delivers strong gains across language, multilingual, and multimodal tasks. This suggests it could become a go-to technique for developing more capable and nuanced large-scale AI systems. Of course, future work will likely explore additional optimizations and combinations with other architectural innovations. but MHMOE represents an exciting step forward in our ability to build powerful yet computationally tractable models to tackle complex domains.
Thank you to our Simply AI correspondent for walking us through this fascinating research on improving large-scale AI models. The multi-head mixture of experts approach certainly seems to offer a promising path forward. Speaking of innovative solutions, let's shift our focus to the fight against climate change. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has declared that removing carbon from the atmosphere is now essential to limiting global temperature rise. Scientists at the Salk Institute are harnessing plants' natural ability to draw carbon dioxide out of the air by optimizing their root systems to store more carbon for a longer period of time. Here with more details is our correspondent. So how exactly are the Salk researchers using plants to combat climate change?
The Salk scientists are focusing on the incredible potential of plants to absorb and store carbon from the atmosphere. Plants are already excellent at pulling carbon dioxide out of the air through photosynthesis. The researchers want to enhance this natural ability even further by engineering plants with optimized root systems. Roots are key because they can store large amounts of carbon underground for long periods of time. By designing plants with bigger, deeper, and more robust root systems, the scientists believe they can significantly increase the amount of carbon sequestered from the atmosphere.
That's fascinating. What kind of techniques are the researchers using to study and modify these plants?
One of the key tools the Salk team is using is a deep learning software called SLEAP. SLEAP, which stands for Social Leap Estimates Animal Poses, was originally developed to analyze animal behavior. However, the researchers realized it could also be applied to studying plant features and growth patterns. By feeding numerous plant images into SLEAP, the software learns to recognize and quantify various plant traits, such as root structures, growth rates, and carbon content. This detailed analysis helps accelerate the process of identifying and breeding plants with optimal carbon storing capabilities.
It's amazing to see how AI and deep learning can be applied to such a wide range of scientific fields, including plant biology and climate change mitigation. How significant could the impact of these engineered plants be on global carbon levels?
The potential impact is quite substantial. Plants are already one of the most effective natural carbon sinks on the planet. By optimizing their ability to store carbon in their roots, we could greatly enhance this effect. The Salk researchers estimate that if their engineered plants were implemented on a global scale, they could potentially sequester billions of tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere each year. This could make a significant dent in the excess carbon emissions driving climate change. Of course, this would need to be combined with other efforts to reduce emissions and transition to cleaner energy sources. But it's a promising approach that harnesses the power of nature and cutting-edge science to tackle one of the biggest challenges of our time.
It's encouraging to see innovative solutions like this being developed to address the urgent problem of climate change. The work being done by the Salk Institute is a great example of how AI and biotechnology can be leveraged for environmental benefit. Thank you for that insightful report. On the topic of AI, Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, is adding new generative AI features to its FigJam whiteboard tool while it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. The new features aim to make it easier for users to get started and organize projects on the platform. For more on this, we turn to our Simply AI correspondent. So what exactly are these new AI capabilities Figma is introducing?
Figma is leveraging generative AI in a few key ways with FigJam. First, they are using AI to help users create new FigJam boards from scratch. The blank canvas can be intimidating for new users, so Figma developed a tool that lets you describe what you need, like a calendar or project timeline, and it will automatically generate a template to get you started.
Interesting. What about once you have content on the board? I imagine it can get pretty chaotic with lots of ideas and sticky notes everywhere.
Exactly. As FigJam boards grow, they can become unwieldy. So Figma is using AI to automatically sort and organize the sticky notes people post into logical groupings by theme or task owner. This will make large boards much more manageable and easy to navigate.
That sounds handy. any other ways they're deploying AI to synthesize all that information on a busy Fig Jam board.
The third key feature is an AI-powered summarization tool. Once a board is full of ideas and sticky notes, Figma can now automatically generate a summary of the key points. This will save users a lot of time trying to distill everything manually after a big brainstorming session.
What's enabling Figma to add these types of AI capabilities now?
Figma is leveraging OpenAI's large language models as the foundation, but they've customized it to understand Figma and FigJam's specific concepts. They're also putting guardrails in place to prevent misuse or inappropriate content generation.
Figma says these features could be a big help, since a recent survey found 71% of employees struggle with collaboration. Do analysts agree?
Chris Marsh from 451 Research says Figma has always tried to make FigJam accessible to a broad audience beyond just designers for cross-functional collaboration. He sees this AI automation as a potential starting point to help new users get up to speed on the platform more easily.
When can Figma users get their hands on these new AI features?
Figma is launching these generative AI capabilities in FigJam as an open beta starting today for users to try out.
Great insights, as always. Thanks for breaking this down for us. Now, let's shift our focus to another fascinating development in the world of medicine. Diagnosing rare genetic disorders, known as Mendelian disorders, is a complex and time-consuming process, even for the most experienced geneticists. But researchers at Baylor College of Medicine are aiming to streamline this task using artificial intelligence. The team has developed a machine learning system called AI, MARVL, or AIM for short, to help prioritize potentially causative genetic variants for these disorders. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent. So tell us, how does this AI system actually work to diagnose these rare conditions?
Well, David, the AIM system leverages machine learning algorithms that have been trained on a vast dataset of known disease-causing genetic variants. By analyzing the unique characteristics and patterns associated with these pathogenic variants, the AI can effectively learn to recognize and prioritize variants that are most likely to be responsible for a given Mendelian disorder in a patient's genetic data. This allows the system to quickly narrow down the list of potential culprits, from the hundreds of thousands of variants in a genome to just a handful of the most promising candidates. This can save geneticists a tremendous amount of time and effort in pinpointing the root cause of these rare diseases.
That's fascinating. Now, for those who may not be familiar, can you explain a bit more about what Mendelian disorders are and why they are so challenging to diagnose?
Certainly. Mendelian disorders are a class of genetic diseases that are caused by mutations or defects in a single gene. They are typically rare, often affecting fewer than 1 in 200,000 people, and can manifest with a wide range of symptoms that vary from patient to patient. This clinical heterogeneity, combined with the sheer number of potential gene candidates, makes traditional diagnostic approaches like sequencing and manual variant analysis extremely laborious and time-consuming. It often requires sifting through and interpreting hundreds of thousands of genetic variants to identify the one responsible for disease. And given the rarity of these conditions, many clinicians may have limited experience with their diagnosis. This is where AI tools like AIM can really make a difference by accelerating and assisting the diagnostic process.
And what kind of impact could a tool like AIM ultimately have for patients with these disorders?
The potential impact is quite significant. For many patients and families affected by rare Mendelian disorders, finally receiving an accurate molecular diagnosis after what is often a long and exhausting diagnostic odyssey can be life-changing. It not only provides an explanation for their symptoms, but can also inform prognosis, guide treatment decisions, and allow for more accurate genetic counseling and family planning. By enabling faster and more efficient diagnosis, AI tools like AIM could help more patients receive timely and appropriate care and potentially even open the door to novel, genetically targeted therapies down the line. Of course, it's important to note that AIM is still a research tool at this stage, and further validation will be needed before it can be widely implemented in clinical practice. but it represents an exciting step forward in the application of AI to rare disease diagnostics.
It will certainly be exciting to follow this technology and see how it continues to evolve and impact patient care. Thanks for breaking it down for us. Well, that wraps up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.